broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Good, Bobby. Not a great week.
Now, when I was in school, our librarian was Lois Amstutz.
Yep.
Arguably the meanest woman to ever walk the streets.
She was a very nice lady.
She was the meanest woman to ever walk.
She was not mean.
The meanest librarian.
You were lying in the library. You got clobbered.
I got detention all the time in the library. And I was like, you can't give me detention in the library. That's bullcrap.
That can't happen.
Huh?
Cannot get detention in the library.
Now, when you got these, it's just a whole different environment.
It's a little different.
And that's why kids are smarter than we was.
That's exactly right.
That's not the only reason,
Bob. It was jail when we was in school.
Well, maybe that's where you belonged.
Well, it might be.
That isn't Lois Amstutz's problem.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. We got a huge show tonight.
Big show.
We got Coach Bayshore calling at the bottom of the hour. We got Coach Nick Fisher, the Cavaliers, calling before the 9 o'clock hour. After the 9 o'clock hour, Tyson McLaughlin's going to call, the OG coach.
Yeah.
We got a great show. But first, we're going to talk racing. We're going to talk the Vore Racing League, and it's actually called the Vore's Compact
Touring Series.
Touring Series. And our guest right now is Dan Redmond. Dan's kind of running this gig, right?
Yep, we run the show for Steve Vore, and thanks for having me tonight, gentlemen. We're super excited about being on Fort Recovery Radio, and I got to say, before Sarah and Tony leave, the ladies from the library had me at cookies, Christmas cookies, and suckers.
Can't beat it.
That's all good.
Absolutely.
But we're excited about VCTS Racing and the partnership with Fort Recovery Radio, and starting the Monday night, 7 o'clock, the Vore's Racing Report. We'll do every Monday night from 7 till 8, and I think we got a lot of good things. We'll talk about VCTS Racing, where we race at, where we're coming up, where we're going to. We'll have some guest stars on in-house and calling on phone. I think this Monday night we've got three-time NASCAR champion Randy LaJoy calling
awesome.
This.
Yeah.
And Randy's a good friend of our series, and so he'll be on the radio with us Monday night. So we're excited.
So Dan, is this every weekend pretty much, or you got a few weekends off here and there, or you'll go hard all summer probably? A
few weekends off if I want to stay married.
Good idea.
So no, my wife Linda, she's a big part of the series. She takes care of all the registration, the paperwork, paying the bills, keeping track of the points for all the drivers, but we actually start racing the end of March. First race is at Lucas Oil Raceway Park at Indianapolis.
Nice. Yes.
NASCAR used to race there, and 5/8 mile oval, super fast track, and then we close out the season October the 14th as part of the Winchester 400 weekend in Erhang. So we race about every other weekend. We got 16 events between the end of March and the middle of October, we are typically a pavement series, running tracks like Winchester, Bearfield, and Fort Wayne. But we usually throw in one dirt track a year. Usually we go over to Eldora and run Roger and Tony's track, and didn't work out in the schedule this year. So we're actually doing Waynesfield.
Mm-hmm.
And dirt track there.
Yeah.
And the highlight of our year will be returning to Bristol Motor Speedway in May for the U.S. Short Track Nationals, which is something that Steve Vore was instrumental in trying to put together for mom and pop Saturday night short track drivers that run street stocks and modifieds and late models and compacts. And we worked on this plan for 3 years before we had the opportunity to put it together with six other sanctioning bodies across the U.S. last year to create the Short Track Nationals, and it went over so well that Bristol had us come back again this year, and that's saying something, because Bristol only runs two race weekends a year.
Absolutely.
It's a great drag, yeah.
Spring NASCAR weekend
and
the night race. That's it. And so it took a lot of convincing, but Steve Vore is pretty meek and mild and stuff like that, but when he sets his mind to something,
he's like walking tall. Let's talk a little bit about Steve, Dan.
Steve is the
his name is on the league, basically.
Yeah, Steve actually owns owns the series. Yep, correct. Steve owns a series. Steve sponsors a series. You know, but when it comes to actually running the series, Steve has nothing to do with it. He says, "I'm just one of the guys."
Yep.
You know, and that's exactly, you know, everybody from Fort Recovery knows Steve Orr, and what you see is what you get with Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's exactly the same way with the racing series. You know, he did this. He never intended to have a racing series of his own. He started out racing, got the bug, and so he was sponsoring it for the people that owned it, and they were going to drop it. And they came to Steve and said, "If you don't do something, it's going to cease to exist."
It's gonna go down.
And Steve's like, "I don't want that for the guys that's following the series." And so he thought, he came to me and my wife Linda and just said, "Hey, will you guys keep this going if I buy it?" You know, and he just basically wanted it to just kind of exist. Mm-hmm. And but then, again, if you know Steve, he's not happy with things just existing. So
sure.
It kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. As last year, we went from when we started out, we had like 17, 18 racers that raced with us. Last year, we had over 150 different drivers from 17 states.
Wow.
Race with VCTS Racing. You know, and because Steve, you know, tries very hard to get them to amazing tracks like Eldora and Raceway Park and Bristol. And so he just wants guys that don't have a sugar mama or sugar daddy to pay the bills, but still have a lot of talent, have the opportunity to go to some great places. And so when it comes to making out the schedule and doing the rules and enforcing the rules, Steve is just truly one of the racers. I've disqualified Steve before. I've sent him to the tail before. You know, he says,
"Did you shoot your bird or anything?"
Oh, there's a couple times that I haven't wanted to, I kind of give him a little space after the race is over. We don't talk about, but you know,
Steve turns the heat off in Dan's office, or turns the air conditioner.
Well, you talk about that, and the competitor in these guys is amazing, and that's what keeps them going.
Oh,
because they're not in it for the money.
No,
you're in it because you love to race cars, go fast, compete, and that's exactly what this series is about.
It is. It's, you know, I mean, it's compact cars. It's basically, you know, cars that people recognize on the street as Honda Preludes and Dodge Neons. Mm-hmm. And so, but you know, going down the end of the front straightaway at Winchester or into Bristol or Raceway Park, you know, those guys will be going into the corners 120, you know, in a little Honda Prelude.
Is that right?
You know,
that's pretty good.
And so that's pretty fast for going down, you know, Winchester half mile track. So the straightaways is, you know, just basically about an eighth of a mile, and they're at 120 going into the corner. So it's fast, and it's the adrenaline rush. Steve will be 68 in May.
Yeah.
Steve still climbs in a car.
Still goes.
Steve is still bad fast. Steve won a race at Winchester, the feature at Winchester last year.
Is that right?
Anything else, you know, at 67 years old. So,
do you see, I mean, there's a changing in the guard in racing. You see the dirt tracks and the mom and pop stuff really getting popular. And I don't know, but it's because these young kids that are coming up, the Blaneys, the guys who grew up on dirt, the guys who grew up on these little stuff, the Danica Patricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's what's making it. And the big money stuff is almost gone because you're seeing Earnhardt retire, Jeff Gordon, and all the big namers, Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing these dirt tracks and mom and pop things are just kicking butt, really.
Oh, yeah.
They are. You know, I mean, it's something that, you know, NASCAR is trying to find a way basically to reinvent themselves. They still have nice crowds, but, you know, back, you know, before 2008, before the economy crashed, Bristol, that half-mile racetrack, outdoors a half-mile, and it seats about 20,000 people. Bristol's a half-mile, and it seated 160,000 people. There used to be 15,000 people on the waiting list
to get in and hit that seats.
It was the largest city in Tennessee on that weekend.
Exactly. And, you know, and now they're lucky to get, you know, 80 or 90,000 people in, which is still a lot of people. But compared to where NASCAR was, they're having that same problem all over. And then you go to tracks, you know, like Waynesfield and like Eldora and stuff like that, and they've got great crowds every single race.
Great crowds, a lot of fun too. I mean, it's great racing,
and you can go in there for $20.
Yeah,
you know, if we're going to go to the brick street, of course now you can get tickets, pick them off the street.
Yeah,
but
in the day, like he was talking.
Yeah,
it was going to cost you $100.
Yeah,
for sure.
Easy. Yeah, so yeah, it's a different world, and like I said, NASCAR's got to try and find some of that energy that, like you guys have said, is went to the local tracks and the dirt tracks, because it's family fun entertainment, and it's exciting racing, and they want to see people want to be entertained.
Sure.
You know? And if you're just playing follow the leader, that's not entertaining to most people.
Talk a little bit about yourself, Larry, and how you got involved in this and where you live.
That's Dan.
And where you're, or Dan. talk a little bit about that and your involvement. And did you grow up racing cars?
No. I have raced a little bit, but I actually, I've been around racetracks for years and years and years, but I actually started out working fire and rescue at the racetracks in Erhang. So I worked Winchester Speedway, Eldora Speedway. I used to go up and work Michigan International Speedway for the IndyCar and NASCAR races. And that's where I was around on the track all the time. But it's just one of those things that I've been friends with Steve for about 20 years. We used to go to Bristol together. And so when the, like I said, the opportunity came about, I've had some businesses of my own. And so Steve thought, well, with my racing background, being around the fire and rescue and having business of our own with me and my wife, you know, that maybe we could do it. And so said, hey, we'll give it a shot. But I live in farmland Indiana over in Randolph County.
Yeah.
So just the next county over. And, you know, wife, two kids. They're both grown now. So it's just me, Linda, and the dog. And she's my best friend. She goes racing with me all the time.
Pack them up and go racing on the weekend.
Exactly. Like, cry. Now you're kidding me.
When we're not
racing. We're talking racing, and now he's got me balling.
You know, she wants to go racing when we're not racing. So you can't find anything better than that.
That's awesome. That's good stuff.
She listen?
I don't know whether she's tonight. I bet she is.
She'll be able to hear it in the archives. So make sure you say nice things about her.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about your radio show that you guys are going to start on this coming Monday, right?
Yes. Yep. 7 o'clock.
And you're going to be running it, and it's going to be from 7 to 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And talk a little bit about, you said you're going to have Randy LaJoy call in, and Steve's probably going to stop in every once in a while.
Steve's going to stop in. I think we're really excited, besides doing Randy LaJoy. Chris Jennings, who in the 7 years we've had the series, and we've actually ran as many as three different series a year. So we've had 13 VCTS champions, and of the 13 champions, we've only once in our history ever had a repeat champion. So we've got 12 different series champions and have 13 series. And so Chris Jennings, our only two-time champion, will be in-house with us Monday night as well. And we're going to do it Facebook Live as well as on the radio, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Yep. That's big.
Yeah. This is huge.
Facebook Live.
We can't even do Facebook Live.
Nope.
Why is that? Yep.
We break the camera.
Chuck doesn't like you anymore.
I hate Chuck anyway.
We've got Brew Nation sending in wings and beer for us and everything to have on the radio. So you guys can stop up. You know, we got a great relationship with Brew Nation because they actually are brewing our own beer. We have our own branded beer, VCTS Brew
VCTS
House.
VCTS Raising.
Yeah.
Brew, I like
Brew
it.
House
it's awesome. A racing league that's just getting hammered every time.
You gotta love it.
In order to drive, you gotta be drunk.
No, I don't think that's...
That probably wouldn't work too good.
Dan doesn't allow that up in the tower.
I'm sure that's not true.
I'm the guy up in the tower that's yelling at the drivers to play nice with each other. I'm the one that puts them in the penalty box. They're more than welcome to have a beer after the race is over.
Yep.
You'll join them.
Not beforehand and everything, but we've got so many inroads with Mercer County and everything since we started. We're now VCTS Racing powered by Mercer County Electric. So Randy and the crew from Mercer County Electrics came on as a corporate sponsor this year, and Brew Nation over in Salina and the radio show. So
Going good.
We got things going great. I've just got to find us a few more tracks over in Western Ohio so that it's close for the Fort Recovery people to come to the show.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
You,
Winchester isn't that far.
Nope, not too far.
Okay. No, absolutely. So it's got it. You race one dirt track and the rest are...
Yep, it's all pavement. The 16 races will be at Lucas Oil March the 25th. We'll be at Anderson Speedway on April the 7th. Shady Bull Speedway in DeGraft on April 21st. Then we take a couple weeks off getting ready for Bristol. We're at Bristol May 17th through the 20th, the weekend before Memorial Day. June 2nd, we're at Bearfield Motor Speedway. And June 16th, we're at Shady Bull Speedway in DeGraft again. Then June 30th, we are at June 30th is Angola Motorsport Speedway. July 7th is Anderson Speedway. July 20th is Birch Run, which is north of Detroit. And then August 4th and 5th is Winchester Speedway. And then Labor Day weekend back to Winchester Speedway. And middle September is Anderson. End of September is Lucas Oil Raceway. And then the last race of the season is Winchester 400.
I can't remember what I had for lunch today.
He's got every
named every. Now, folks,
and he has nothing in front of him.
He got crackers.
He's got crackers in front of him.
Most of them is the ones I spit on him when I'm talking.
You know, Dan, I can say from Bob and I mean,
it's Larry.
Larry, no, it's not.
Today it is.
Believe me, I've been called a whole lot worse, even by my wife.
Well, I know as our sports show, you know, every week we get a breakdown of game and stuff, and I think it's going to be a blast for you guys to come in here and break down the race, you know, on the weekend and neat stuff that's happened and the wrecks and whatever, and obviously, if you've only
you don't broadcast the wrecks.
You got to have some neat stuff, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That's competition's tough, man.
Good point.
You get pushed out once in a
while. He wants wrecks. I always said, if we would have a successful tractor pull, would only be a way if a tractor come unhooked and went right through the...
Shot right through the head.
And ended up in the Wabash. there'd be 50,000 people waiting on it. So we need a tractor in the Wabash.
Somebody's got to ride one to the Wabash.
Yep. Well, that's why I'm bringing Corey Hensley, the voice of VCTS Racing, with us. He'll be my co-host, and because he can make the racing side. But not just VCTS Racing. We're going to talk a little bit of NASCAR racing. We're going to talk about the local tracks, whether it's Eldora or Waynesville and stuff like that. The results or big races coming up like the Kings Royal and stuff like that. So we're going to try and make sure that it's a fun show. We'll have some giveaways from time to time for the fans to call in and win. And so, you know, life's too short not to have a little fun.
Absolutely. I think you're going to do a great
job. It's going to focus on VCTS, but everything's going to get... If you're a motor racing fan, you want to be listening.
Exactly.
You, my friend, let me tell you something. I've met this guy today, and this guy knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
And he is going to be able to have his hour race show is going to be real fast because the guy knows what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, it'll be
I
fun.
Appreciate you coming up, partner. Hey,
thanks,
sure
guys.
Do.
Absolutely. And anytime we can hang for you guys, please let us know. We're just happy to be part of this family. So thank you.
We're coming out to some races, too, because we're Joneses.
We love doing that. We like doing that. That'd be awesome.
Can we do a race on the radio? I want to announce it. Me and Phil announce it because we have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, in that case, no.
This is going to be
Green cars ahead. No, now the red cars ahead.
we'll get you some tracks, and I'll make sure we get you some brew house fuel.
I love it.
Hey, there we go.
Thanks
I'm really good with that.
Yeah, we might just plug into Corey's announcing for the races.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But we can have you doing side comments and stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to Bubba in the third turn.
I know, I'm going to be
Street reporter.
I'm going to be on
dirt track.
Yeah.
On the track.
On track report.
Look out, there's Bubba.
Hey, Dan, thanks a lot, man. Good luck to you guys.
Appreciate you guys coming out. That's awesome.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Coach Mike Bayshore of the Fort Recovery Indians right after this. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS Racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio. Starting Monday, March the 12th. Vores Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087.
Gore's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7 for only $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and younger. And it's not just the great fish they're serving up. They also have baked beans, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, fruit, and more, and coffee is included. So head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Just $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish and more every Friday night during Lent. Friday night.
Hey, welcome back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented by Wayne Street Market. Mr. Feely is in-house.
Yes, sir.
We're also joined by Jeff Hobbs walks in. What are you doing here again tonight?
I got, what do you think? I mean, I got another car that's on the blink.
Car breakdown.
Car breaks down. Hello.
Harold Feely's open on Wednesday night.
Hello, so,
Hastings Auto.
That's when he can come to town.
Absolutely. We are joined on the Hastings hotline by the head coach and the sectional champion, Fort Recovery Indians, Coach Bayshore. How you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, Coach. Great weekend, huh?
Hey. Yeah, hey, I wanted to ask you, B.
Yeah.
Do you have any trouble with the little girl kicking you in the back?
No, I was actually going to ask you because I can't believe you had your wife save me those front row seats. When I got there a little late and I looked over at your wife, she says, right here, we got them saved. I said, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Your daughter's a cutie.
Thank God, she looks like a mom.
No doubt about that.
Coach,
she looks exactly like my wife.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank the good Lord. Coach, what a win the other night. And we had talked during the week here and against the Van Buren team that we knew it was going to be a dogfight. But you know what? We just played well.
Yeah, I mean, I think in both of our tournament games, we've just played fantastic from the start to the finish. You know, we've had a little bit of lull, but, you know, both nights, that's when it was when Cade got in foul trouble, and that just goes to show you how valuable he is to our team.
Boy, ain't that
and
true.
Getting us into our offense, not especially what he does on defense, but just getting the ball up the floor for us. He's so valuable in that aspect. And both of those tournament games, we were in cruise control until he got in foul trouble. And then credit to the other kids for hanging on. We've had a lot of kids step up in the last 4 or 5 games and really made us a lot more balanced.
Let's talk a little bit about Ryan Braun and his hand issue. I remember right before the game started the other night, and you're looking at me, and we have to get the starters in there by the 12-minute mark. And at 12:30, you looked at me, and Coach said, he's a go. And that had to be pretty nerve-wracking, huh?
Yeah, we didn't know what we were going to do. That was the first game, and I was too nervous to pay attention to anything. So Coach Lynn was down there watching him. I said, I need to know. Bubba says I got to know by 10, so you need to tell me by 12. And he came down, and he said that we were going to give it a shot. And he comes out there and just played fantastic.
Boy, he did.
He did it again on Friday. I mean, I know his hand is... swelling's gone down, but I know the pain is just killing him.
It's gotta be bad, yeah.
He just goes out there and the adrenaline takes over for a little bit, and he's not the type of kid that's gonna sit it out, you know what I mean?
Nope.
Any game could be his last, and he's not gonna let his teammates down, and he's not gonna let himself down. He wants to be a part of that, and while you never want to see anybody get hurt or hurt themselves further, I mean, you gotta tip your hat to a kid who's willing to just lay it all on the line with a probably may or may not have a broken hand.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, you know that we talked before you took this job and you were interviewing for the Fort Recovery job. And again, obviously, with my time spent here, I was the person. We knew each other way back in the Greenville days. But we talked about how good a kid Fort Recovery has and how special this place is. And again, you have experience in the MAC, so it's not like it's your first rodeo in the MAC. But bottom line is, I told you these Fort Recovery kids, they'll run through a wall for you. And you're seeing that right now. I mean, with the situation with Braun, the way Cade plays. I mean, just kids that work hard and parents that, for the most part, will back you up and they hold their kids accountable.
Well, I think the perfect example of that is, and you hit on it with those two kids, but yeah, and we've talked about it as a staff. We were 7-8 And to win 9 out of 10 when, you know, kids could have just packed in the towel.
Yep.
You know, Kate could have started focusing on baseball. Bronny could have started worried about college. Them younger kids could have just packed it in. And we went on a nice run. And every week we've gotten a little bit better, you know. Just when I didn't think we could play any better, after we played Liberty Benton, we come out and played extremely well against a better Van Buren team. You know, so that's a big tip of the hat to how our kids just keep playing, and they're so much fun to be around just off the floor as well. And it, I mean, I think that makes for an enjoyable season, and I think that's part of the reason why we didn't pack it in. We just kept working, and things started to get better and better and better. And, you know, Grant Kanapke's been fantastic the last 4 or 5 games, and Clay Schmitz has been unbelievable. If you could see Clay in practice, I mean, this kid is just he's just turned into beast mode. He's just unbelievable. What the ceiling on that kid is just, it's limitless. I mean, and that adds balance to PD and Bronny and Cage. You know what you're going to get out of them. You're going to get 200% every night, and we're getting valuable minutes off of people off the bench. And you know, what can you say about those? I mean, Jeff, you've coached before. Those are fun teams to be around when you get that kind of balance.
Well, and it's the right time to get hot, Mike. I mean, you know, tournament time, it's one and done. And you hit on that a little bit with Bronny. You got some great seniors, and it could be their last. But, you know, perfect segue for me. I mean, 7 years as the principal here. This is a special place. It's a special place. Why keep coming back? I mean, you know, keep bringing my cars. Cars keep breaking down. I got to take them to Hastings Auto.
Well, that's because you don't have any brains.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say, I mean, I got to.
But he does have the Hastings hotline coach.
Yeah, and Harold and Kim are going to have a timeshare someday eventually because of the Hobbs family fleet. Yeah, but bottom line is, you know, and I appreciate the fact you giving kids credit, but Mike, your coaching staff deserves some credit as well, because again, first year you could have easily just said, hey, you know what, it's going to be a tough one, let's just finish it and get it over with, and you didn't. And I know you well enough, and that's where my good story is. I mean, these two cats sitting next to me, I mean, I told them point blank, well, they're going to love what you do and what you do with these kids. And I said 15, 16, 17 wins, and you know, they hem-hauled around a little bit, weren't quite buying, thought we had some young talent that needed to be brought around. But Coach, congratulations. Again, credit to your staff, I mean, for what you guys have done and stayed the course.
It's fantastic, you know, right from junior high on up. I mean, Hubs is Hubs. I mean, the guy, we've got 6 films on OG already, and he wants to get 6 more. I mean, so I was like, we're only going to have a day to get ready for him.
Taking 3 days to read through his reports.
just don't tell him there's any bed bugs around. That's all, you know. You mentioned bed bugs around that guy, you spook him out.
Coach, we got a
Block is fantastic, and Tony and Bob tie me into all the Fort Recovery stuff I need to know and don't need to know. And I wouldn't have taken a job if Coach Lynn wouldn't have come with me. He's a special dude. He's great with the kids, and he knows what I'm thinking, so I don't have to say it. And sometimes, so he gets to play the good cop when I need to be the bad cop. And I he's a great friend of mine, and I wouldn't have taken a job if he wouldn't have come with me. And that he's ready to move to Fort Recovery. That's how
yes.
He loves Fort Recovery.
I love it. Love it. Hey, Coach, now we got to turn our attention to the Coldwater Cavaliers. And, Coach, we had a hell of a game against them last time, and arguably the most exciting game of the season. And it was at our place. But we know that they're going to bring it for, tomorrow night, Coach. And we got to be ready and to match their intensity.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Court Flutter John at work, and he was asking me about the game, the old Knoxville coach, and I said, you know, it's going to be a typical Mac versus Mac Friday night game. You flip a coin and you don't know, you know, whoever brought their game that night's going to win.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy. We have to drive an hour to go play, and we might as well just meet in St. Henry and play right there or something. But I mean, you know, they're athletic, they're long, they're capable of getting hot from the outside, and you know, they went boxing one against Versailles and almost pulled that one out. You know, Fish is a great guy. I've known Fish for a long time, and I'm sure they're going to be ready for us. And we told the kids all week, you know, they're cold water. They're not going to take it lightly that we beat them on a last second shot. in a game that they probably felt like we didn't deserve to beat them, you know? I mean, I felt that we played really well that game and allowed them to get back in it, but, you know, they've got a lot of pride over there for a reason, and they're going to give us everything they got, and they're playing well, too. You know, they played a scrappy and rough LCC team and got a good win there, and they've beaten Marion once earlier in the year, so they're capable of playing really well. They got some size, and you know, we're gonna have to have a lot of things go our way to win, but I like the way our kids are playing, and our kids are, they're hungry right now, which we didn't have that early on. I mean, our kids are really set on playing on Saturday. I think they want that challenge of Saturday, and they enjoyed. We talked in the locker room before the Van Buren game about what a exciting thing it is to climb up that ladder and what a great feeling that is. And then they got to experience it, and now they got that taste in their mouth, and they're like, well, we can do it again in two more games if we get there. So,
yeah, that's right.
We're excited for tomorrow night. I hope we get a ton of people there, which I'm sure we will, and our kids are excited to play.
Coach, you know, and the other side of that bracket, OG playing Paulding, and talk a little bit about OG, and you know, what a program that is, and what an opportunity it is for your guys to have a chance to play them on Saturday, assuming that they get by Paulding. But, I mean, that's what you got to look at playing a team like OG. Is that it's an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play arguably one of the top programs in the state of Ohio.
For sure.
Well, we look at it, and I've looked at it this way. You know, being at Greenville, when we got to play Trotwood every year, and you got to play Wayne and stuff, you look at that as that's a chance to get to make a statement, you know. And while we might only be in year one, Fort Recovery has been around for a long time, a lot longer than 1 year. And they've made some pretty good statements themselves, Fort Recovery has. And we're trying to put Fort Recovery back on the map a little bit. And you know, we're completely focused on tomorrow night. But, you know, and if we're fortunate enough to get through it, we're going to give OG everything we possibly can. We're not going to back down from anybody. I mean, I think anybody who's seen us, you know, that weekend against Marion and Laramie shows you how well we can play against anybody. And our kids are excited. And you know, we talked about it. Anything can happen in games like that. You know, anything can happen in a game like tomorrow night. I mean, you never know. And especially in the tournament, there's always somebody you don't expect steps up and plays big. And we just hope that it's us tomorrow night. We would love to have the chance to play them. Because if we do, that means we won tomorrow. And our goal all along, since we were 7-8, we sat in that locker room after we lost the Laramie game. And I looked every one of them in the eye and said, district finals is yours if you want to get there. And slowly but surely, they all started believing that as we got closer and closer to it. And we've started to play better every game since then. So,
well, one thing I can guarantee you, Coach, tomorrow night the Purple Nation will travel. They will head east, and they will head to the Hood in Lima. Absolutely. You will see a lot of people wearing purple shirts tomorrow night. I got 7 years under my belt to prove that there will be a lot of folks cheering on the Indians tomorrow night. And we might even get one that drives north, because that's basically a home game for me. So,
absolutely.
Looking at making that road trip up to Lima Senior and seeing the Indians get a big victory.
Yeah, Coach.
Well, I know. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got to make sure I let Bubba hold my wallet, because that was the good luck charm.
Put some money in it next time. Exactly. There probably was nothing left when you got it back.
Popcorn for Bubba.
Like, they're like, he's probably going to Toledo to the casino afterwards. Like, he's not going to bear my wallet. I can tell you that.
Lima, baby. QB. He'll be in the QB. Coach, man, I tell you what. I know you, you're busy, and we're fired up here.
We are fired up.
Too, and best of luck to you guys tomorrow night and the Indians. And,
yep.
And I appreciate you taking the time to call in, and let's have some fun tomorrow night, huh?
Hey, one thing I want to say before you take off too, Coach. One thing I remember through the year, we talked early in the year, and, you know, I think the whole town was kind of fired up about our young kids and, you know, how the program was, man, this we could be really good here in a few years. And I remember your comment says, how about now? You know, and you're kind of proving that right now. So let's just get it to Saturday and see what happens.
Well, I appreciate that, but like I said it 100 times, I'll say it 100 more times. I have the best group of boys you could ask for, and win or lose tomorrow, you know, the worst part about if we would lose is some of them I won't get to coach again. That's, yep. That'll be the worst part about it. But
it's always tough.
We're not planning on losing. We're planning on coming out and giving them hell tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll come out on top.
I love it, Coach. Thanks, man. Michael, I'm proud of you.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Keep it rolling, big boy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good talking to you.
Hi.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Coach Fisher of the Coldwater Cavaliers. He's going to give us a call in here in a little bit.
Great guy.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, presented
by
Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Did Old Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming Chamber Banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. In the spring, we set our clocks ahead an hour, so this Sunday at 2 a.m., you would turn your clock ahead to 3 a.m. Again, daylight saving time begins this coming weekend. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., it will become 3 a.m. Just a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. We're back, 9:50. 8:50, 10 till 9, right?
Yep.
And Neil was explaining to everybody the spring. Neil, all you got to do is say spring forward, fall back. Everybody knows that's how time changes. And it's spring, so you move your clock forward.
Okay, so why does everybody get confused then?
Huh? Coach Fisher, are you on the line right now?
I'm here.
You ever get your clock screwed up? You ever forget to move them?
I use the spring forward, fall back theory.
There you go,
buddy.
Coach, that works for me.
Absolutely. Coach, how you doing?
Real well, thanks.
Hey, I appreciate you calling in to Sports Talk tonight. And Coach, we're going to have a doozy tomorrow night at Lyman. First of all, congratulations on the sectional title, beating an LCC team.
Good
Coach,
LCC team.
That they're a tough team to play.
Yeah, and thanks a lot, fellas, and thanks for having me on. Just so physical, you know. It was just a hard-fought game. And I mean, we've had a history with LCC over the years, so it was good to come out on top. It's been a while since we beat them.
You guys, you're led by, Marcus Bruins, your point guard, who averages 13 a game, and the stud Cole Frilling in there, and then with Derek Albers, who is just kind of your meat and potatoes kind of guy, Coach, and that's a pretty good mix.
And they're just a fun group to work with. And like you said, Derek's just—he does so many things that you know don't show up in the stats, but his work ethic is just.
impeccable, and the rest of those guys are really skilled, and we're playing better. You know, since the last time we played you guys, even I just feel like we've made improvements on both ends.
You guys, and we talked a little bit about the last time Fort Recovery played you guys, and it was a game where you did an outstanding job guarding Petey. He got away from you a little bit in the third quarter. We was able to open up a lead, and then you guys fought back, and it was just a heck of a great MAC game, contest. Yeah.
It was a fun game to be involved with. I agree, and Petey did an unbelievable job. You know, when we did lose him, and you're exactly right, we did. Man, he made us pay. You know, and kind of got on the roll a little bit, and extended that lead out. And it it's going to be tough playing over there. And I've known Mike for a while, and he does a great job with those kids, which I knew he would. So, I'm like you guys. I remember Bubba when I walked by you, leaving the game that night. You said, "I think these two teams will see each other again down the road."
Yep.
Here we are.
I didn't know if you remembered that or not. I was going to bring it up because I always like to brag about myself.
Yeah, premonition.
Yeah. Yeah. I've thought about it a few times, Jim, since then.
Hey, Nick, this is Jeff Hobbs. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I'm old baseball guy here. I mean, it's baseball season in Coldwater, isn't it? I mean, to me, you guys might as well not even show up tomorrow night. Just call Mike, say, hey, Harley said it's baseball season, and so, basketball's over. I mean, first of all, congratulations on a great year, and, unfortunately, basketball's always seemed to get left behind a little bit in Coldwater, and you've done a very nice job with the program. Congratulations on where you are.
Hey, I appreciate it. That's something we talked to the kids about, and I told Harley, just kind of back off for a few more weeks.
We had Mike Bayshore on a little earlier, and I know you and Mike are friends and go back. Fort Recovery was 7-8 at one time. They've won 9 out of 10. I mean, that ball club's playing pretty well right now. You're going to have your hands full tomorrow night. You know it's going to be a good one.
Oh, I totally agree. And like I said before, I've known Mike for a while, and it doesn't surprise me that he got him going, and got him playing better. And then I talked to one of my assistants today. We're talking about it. I said, just the run they're on just shows, how resilient the kids are and the job that Mike and his staff's done with, kind of putting it all together. So, obviously we'd like to have a chance to play OG on Saturday, but we definitely got to take care of business tomorrow first.
Yeah, this will be a great game tomorrow, Coach. I think we're both just matched up pretty even, and you guys are rolling pretty good right now, too. So it's going to be a great war, and I guarantee you're going to have a packed crowd and a bunch of satisfied fans after the game's over, I'm sure.
That's kind of, we talk to the kids all the time, the bottom line is just go out and play hard and the people respect that. And I think our kids have done that. There hasn't been too many times this year where we felt like we didn't play, obviously maybe didn't play as well as we wanted to offensively, turning the ball over, or maybe defensively, lost people like we did with Peyton in that first game. But the effort's always been solid throughout the year. And again, that's just a tribute to our kids and their parents and the school for that matter.
Hey, Coach, let's talk a little bit about you. And, we have a coach here at Fort Recovery, Brian Patch, who coached the boys and then went to the girls. You went from girls to boys basketball. I know you was at girls. I think you coached girls basketball for 8, 9, 10 years. And then you make the transition over to the boys team. And I think, is this your second season, Coach?
Yeah.
I
coached with the boys for about 4 years. I'm at the JV level, and then the girls' job, became open and had the opportunity to coach one of my daughters. So I did it for 11 years and thoroughly enjoyed it. The kids, sometimes you don't understand the game as well with the girls as the boys do, and you just don't watch it as much. But boy, their efforts are solid, and they'll do basically anything you ask them to do as far as their work ethic. So I really enjoyed it. And then I got out and got back in with Coach Bruns here and with the boys, and I have thoroughly enjoyed that too. So again, just excited about the opportunity.
Coach, what's it? You guys, okay, so and Hobbsy talked a little bit about baseball and that, but you always get the kids late. I mean, you have, probably the greatest football program, high school football program, state of Ohio.
Absolutely.
And you get the kids late. And man, it's hats off to you for being able to, because it's always going to be a slow start for Coldwater. And right now, Coach, you're playing the best ball of the year, and hats off to the coach for that.
I appreciate it. And you know, it's one of those things, you know, we've talked to the kids a lot about, you know, and I've coached, you know, I coached football here for years at the junior high level. And, you know, so I know these kids on that side of it too. And you being around baseball, and Harley's a good friend of mine. You know, that was one of the things I challenged the kids with when I took the job was, you know, I think we have the athleticism and the heart to be good in basketball. So it's a matter of, you know, basketball being a skilled sport is putting some time. And our kids did some good work last summer that we haven't had the numbers or the kids show up like we have in the past. So I was really happy with that. You know, with the late start, then we had some, you know, like everybody has some sickness early and some injuries early. And, you know, we've kind of weathered that storm now. And again, like you said, I think we're starting to play our best basketball of the year. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, I think it's fortunate. I told him that, you know, I would never look a MAC title in the mouth or look it away, but I really look forward to the tournament. Tournament time just excites the heck out of me.
Boy, me too.
It is. It's awesome.
Well, Nick, you know, you guys got a great win against Marion early in the season, and they're about as good as there is in D4 right now. Marion, Fort Laramie, looks like that's going to be a train wreck somewhere down the road. But how often, is it crazy that MAC teams always end up beating MAC teams? I mean, you get, we finally jump into D3 and we got to run into another MAC team. So, I mean, it's like, how often, again, you know, football says the same thing. Nobody beats MAC teams except MAC teams.
You know, when I went to school here, we were division or AA, so we didn't really ever see any MAC teams. And Coach Niekamp, I played for Jim Niekamp, he always talked about, you know, our schedule with the MAC and our non-league WBL, and we played some other teams from out of the area that were really solid. Boys just prepared us so well for tournament, you know, and to have MAC teams involved in, you know, both Division 3 and 4 makes it unbelievably tough, you know, as we're all going to experience in the next couple days. But I also, on the flip side of it, you know, if you can get through those storms, it really gives you an opportunity to do something really special down the road.
Well, there's one thing you can guarantee, Nick, is tomorrow night one side will be a sea of orange and the other side will be a sea of purple. And that's the kind of atmosphere that you want your kids to be part of.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, and that's kind of a special thing too, you know, growing up and coaching in this area, you kind of know night in, night out, it's going to be a dogfight, but man, you can appreciate those, you know, those situations, just good experiences for the kids, you know, just to have those.
Well, you're exactly right. And like for us, every Friday night, when you're playing a MAC school, it's like coach, like Hobbsy said, I mean, the place is going to be packed. And when we go into these tournaments, you know, we do have big crowds. When you play against some of them teams that don't play in front of the big crowds, I'm sure that makes us a little bit bigger advantage.
You know, it's just good experience for the kids, you know, to learn to play in those atmospheres. But I also think it's just, you know, it gives them energy, too. You know, everybody in town supporting you. And, you know, you get gas, you go to the gas station. People are, you know, telling you good luck.
Everybody's talking about the game.
Yeah, that's just, I think that's awesome.
That's a good old community.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us here.
Sure do, Nick.
And good luck tomorrow night, Coach. And you got a lot to be proud of over there. Kids are playing well, and it's going to be a dogfight.
Yep, keep up the good work.
I sure appreciate it. Thanks, fellas.
That's Coach Nick Fisher, the Coldwater Cavaliers. We're going to take a break. We got Coach Tyson McLaughlin calling in here, and he's going to talk about his OG Titans, and that's kind of a kind crazy of program itself. We're going to be right back, Bubba and Feet.
Wayne Street Market.
Mark.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And be sure to stop by on Friday at lunch for their Lent buffet featuring shrimp and their famous hand-breaded fish along with their full salad bar and more. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have two great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95. And both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25 and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
We are MRR. We are MRR.
The Indians boys continue on their tournament trail tomorrow night as they play Coldwater in the second game of the district semifinals at Lima Senior High School. The first game at 6:15 will feature Paulding versus the number one seed Ottawa Glandorf. The Indians versus the Cavaliers game is scheduled for 8 p.m. If the Indians win, they'll play on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. in the district final game. The boys have been playing well, and they're fun to watch. Make your plans now to get up to Lima Senior tomorrow night to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hi, everyone. This is Assistant Baseball Coach Harold Feely, and we want to invite you to come bowling on Saturday, March 10th. This fun event will benefit the Fort Recovery Baseball Program, and there will be two shifts of bowling, one at 3 and one at 7. Get your six-person team together and get signed up at Hastings Auto or at Miracle Lane. It's only $25 per bowler, includes three games of bowling, two drink tickets for each bowler, and a 16-inch pizza for your team. Get your six-person team. Sign up now for the baseball program's bowling fundraiser at either 3 or 7 o'clock on Saturday, March 10th. You'll have a lot of fun and help out our baseball program.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Great show tonight.
9:03. Busy show.
Love it.
We had Coach Bayshore on, talk about our Indians, and Coach Nick Fisher, who's a class guy.
Class guy, yep.
You know, and he took the time out. On the line now is the head coach of the Ottawa Glandorf Titans, Mr. Tyson McLaughlin. Tyson, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. First of all, congratulations on an incredible season.
Great year, man,
what a program you got going.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, we got guys that go out there and play the game the right way and have a lot of fun along the way. So, you know, you got good kids in your program, makes your job that much easier.
Yeah, and you know, that's exactly right. You talk about program, and that's exactly what OG is. And you know, it goes way back because, you know, we are huge. Kind of our idol was Ron Niekamp. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Ron Niekamp's path to Findlay, you're kind of taking that same path, Coach. You started Miller City, and now you're at OG, and man, you got to just love the way things are going.
Well, you know, like you said, it's a program here at OG. It started there with Coach Niekamp, and then, you know, he decided to take a step up and went over to Lima Senior, and then Dave was here for how many years, 20-plus years, and then, you know, Josh Leslie came over and picked Dave left off, and you know, I was fortunate to coach with Josh for 4 years. Like you said, I went over to Miller City for a couple years, and when Josh decided to take a new job, I was fortunate enough to get it. You know, it's one of those places that it doesn't matter who the coach is, the kids, you know, all have the same goal in mind, and that's to win games, and you know, something I'm fortunate to be part of.
Coach, this is your seventh year at OG, and how many state titles have you got? Two state titles under your belt.
One. We got beaten in the semifinals my first year, and then we got a state championship the second year.
And this year's team, Coach, is the number one ranked team in the state of Ohio. And one thing that you're doing, though, is you're battling some injuries. And talk a little bit about Schrader and Hegel, and them guys are, you know, they didn't play the last game because of some ankle injuries. Are they going to be ready to go tomorrow night versus Paulding?
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, in the last regular season game, Bryce Schrader really, he had a high ankle sprain, and anybody that's played sports and had a high ankle sprain knows that those things don't heal overnight. And he obviously didn't play last weekend, and he went to the doctor on Tuesday, and he's getting better. And I'm not one of those guys that's trying to hide anything. You know, he's getting better. He did some things this week, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to have him. But, you know, you don't just bounce back overnight with one of those things. So, you know, he's getting better day by day, and that's all we can hope for. And he's doing everything within his power to get out there. And, you know, Owen's kind of in the same boat. He did it on last Monday in practice. And, you know, it's one of those things. Last week was one of those weeks that coaches are always scared about, especially when it comes to tournament time. We got two guys with ankle injuries and four guys went home sick with the flu. It was one of those weeks that we just wanted to get through and survive and move on. And, you know, our guys are feeling good right now. They're everybody's healthy and as far as the sickness. And, you know, hopefully we can come out tomorrow night and put on a good show.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about Jay Kaufman. And here's a kid who blew his knee out last year. He misses football. He misses the beginning of the season, and he has come back. And man, you just sit back and watch him play.
And you know, it's one of those things that Jay Kaufman is what you call, you know, that all-American boy. You know, he's one of those kids that works his tail off. He's a hard-nosed kid. He's a 4.0 student, you know, extremely smart, intelligent, just a great kid. And, you know, he's faced all kinds of adversity, and he hasn't let that stop him. And, you know, he just continues to get better, continues to improve. And, you know, he's what you want for your program, because he's a guy who kind of sets a message, you know, for everybody else. He's not one of those guys that's a real rah-rah guy. He's not going to say a whole lot. But, you know, he leads with his actions, and, you know, the success that he has, it's a testament to his character and who he is as a person, because the kid, you know, to be honest with you, he tore his ACL his freshman year, and he missed the entire basketball season, came back, you know, and like I said, at AAU this year, he tore it again, and, you know, he's just bounced back, and, you know, he's never let an injury stop him, and like I said, you know, as good as the basketball player is, he's even that bench of a better person.
Sort of reminds me, sounds like Bob Stogler. That's who you're talking about.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, geez, easy, man. Unreal. I mean, actually, I thought he was talking about you, Coach. I mean, I remember you back in your day. So, I mean, but hey, tell me about, you know, the one thing I know about OG, and we were just talking to Nick Fisher about MAC teams, and you're familiar with MAC, you know, and the crowds and the folks that follow. There's maybe nobody that has a better home court advantage than OG. I mean, you it's special. That is a special, special environment. You know it. So your kids are used to that, you know, and Coach Fisher was talking about a lot of opposing teams that play MAC schools. They walk in and they used to have nobody there. Your kids are used to it's packed by the time that JV warmups are going on. That's a special place.
It's going to be a good environment, you know, and I think Otto Brandorf has a lot of similarities with the MAC schools. You know, I think the communities are very similar, the personnel, you know, the lifestyles are pretty similar. And, you know, the MAC schools aren't going to be intimidated by our crowd and vice versa. And, you know, I think that's what makes high school sports, you know, special. You know, you go out there and whoever, you know, is playing in these tournament games, these crowds are going to be electric, and, you know, that's what you want. You know, you want both teams to just go head-to-head, and, you know, the fans are going to enjoy it. They're going to support their teams. And, you know, whoever the best team is, we're going to come out there with a win.
Coach, you talked about your state championship as a head coach. I know you got one as assistant with my good buddy Josh Leslie. And you mentioned Josh. But Josh played for me and coached with me back in the day. And I know you guys had a special night about a little over a week ago. Josh stopped in to see me in Sydney on his way up to OG. And talk a little bit about that. Some of your guys coming back from your state championship from a few years ago.
Yeah, this was the 10-year reunion of the 2004 championship team, and I wanted to recognize them. So the last game of the year, we had a big game with Elida, so we figured that would be a really nice game. The huge crowd, had the guys come back and get recognized for, you know, one of the most special seasons. Kind of the surprise team to win a state championship. You know, OG's had some really good teams over the year, and that team just caught fire at the right time and really rode a hot streak through the tournament and was able to get a Division III state championship. And, you know, Coach Leslie was able to come back, and, you know, I wanted to make sure, you know, I also served as the athletic director, and that was trying to get Josh here. It's not the easiest thing, you know, with him coaching and, you know, being with the travel distance and things like that. So the Elida game worked out well for him, and for him to come back, and a lot of our players are out of the area now, whether with new jobs and things like that. So we had about 10 of the, I think we had 11 of the 15 guys were able to come back. And yet I think three of the four of those guys were out of state. So that was about the only reason they weren't there. But it was a nice time to have everybody come back and, you know, just kind of reminisce about the good times and, you know, celebrate a special squad.
Nothing better.
When that was a special run, I remember you guys beat a pretty good Anna team in the semifinals. I was at both those games. That was special. And you're right. That team played very, very well for you guys.
Yeah, that Anna game was a really good one. And, Like I said, it was just a team that just caught fire. There was no superstar on the team with Justin Shoemaker when it ended up walking on at the University of Findlay. But it was just a bunch of really good athletes that played really well. They pressed, we pressed from beginning to end. And sometimes you catch that streak, and that's what every team's looking for in the tournament. And that squad definitely had that.
Hey, Coach, this is Harold Feely. Hey, I just wondering, you guys ranked number one in the state, and I know once you get to tournament, it's one and done. And how do you keep your kids, grounded and hey, we're number one in the state, but everybody's looking for us, and everybody's going to try to knock us off. We got to bring our game in every week. Is that something you got to talk to the kids about, or are they pretty well focused and they know what's going on?
We got pretty level-headed kids, and that's a credit to these kids play multiple sports, and they understand the task at hand. And I think last year, we went 20-2 in the regular season last year, and ended up getting knocked off in the district semifinals against Elida in a game that I don't think we were mentally ready to go. And by the time we kind of flipped the switch and were able to battle back, it was too late, and ended up getting knocked off in the overtime. And we graduated only one player from last year's team, so I think that serves kind of as motivation in the off season, and I think it's serving as something this year that these guys are they're kind of dialed in and they understand the task at hand. They understand that one slip up and their high school careers are over. So we haven't really talked a whole lot about last year. We haven't talked a whole lot about the importance of tournament time. These kids understand that, and as a coach, that's what you'd like to see. These guys are dialed in, they're ready to go, and hopefully it's something we can build on.
One at a time, right, Coach? One at a time.
Coach, amen. Amen. You take the other three teams in this district with OG and then Paulding, Fort Recovery, and Coldwater. Three teams that I think you can throw in a hat. I think nobody in the world, I think everybody knew that Paulding was the better team coming out of that thing. And Paulding is a dangerous team. They were headed of Crestview by 9 at Crestview, the second last game of the season. And, that's a team that's dangerous.
Oh, they're very dangerous. Any team that shoots a three-point shot like they do and shoot it as often as they do in any night, man, they could hit 10 or 12 of those things, and that's a game changer. And, they spread the floor out. They got a lot of guys that can do it. It's not just one or two guys that shoot three. That's the green light for about that whole entire team. So they obviously present a lot of problems. And, a lot of times they play a different type of zone where they really extend it out there. And, we got to be ready to go. And, like you said, and it's kind of going to the question you said, just previously about, are you focused and are you dialed in, ready to go? And we've been talking to our guys about this is where we got knocked off last year. So these guys understand that in order to get to a district championship, you got to take care of that district semifinal. And hopefully our guys are prepared and they're ready to go.
Coach, Clark May says that the only time the best defender that you ever had was when you practiced at Findlay and he guarded you. Is that true or not?
We called him the glove, man. A guy, he could guard like no other. And the best thing about practice, the best thing with practice with Clark was he couldn't foul out. So, he was even better.
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to talk
sure
to us,
do,
buddy.
Coach.
We'll see you up there tomorrow
problem,
night.
Guys, anytime.
Hey, all right, man. Sure good luck. Have a shot hey. Saturday at you. Good luck.
That's Coach
hey,
Tyson.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of the OG Titans and the number one ranked team in the Northwest or in the state of Ohio. We're going to take a break. Reese is going to take us out. We're going to come right back. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about our girls program.
Yeah, girls program.
Yep. The tough laws ahead, and we're very proud of that girls program.
Sure are.
Bubba and Fee presented by
Wayne Street.
Market.
Right, Wayne Street.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only a buck.
On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Here's some good news. You don't need to make supper this Sunday. All you need to do is head up to the Knights of Columbus Hall. It's their annual spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6. It's carry out only, and it's first come, first served until they're all gone. And don't forget to pick up a couple of extras for quick meals during the week. So don't bother with making supper this Sunday evening. Just get to the KSC spring chicken fry from 3:30 to 6 for a great meal with no work. Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. In the spring, we set our clocks ahead an hour, so this Sunday at 2 a.m., you would turn your clock ahead to 3 a.m. Again, daylight saving time begins this coming weekend. Sunday morning at 2 a.m., it will become 3 a.m. Just a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Bubba and Mr. Hobbs here is here with us, too.
Hola.
We're back talking a little bit. The girls had a tough time Saturday night. Played a really good ball club, Mr. Wildcats. But what a great season, huh, Bobby?
I got beer nuts in my mouth.
Well, killing beer nuts.
Yeah, I got a chance to watch it, and it was good. I mean, Brian and Jeff and Tori did a nice job. That group played very, very hard. And again, a little disappointing that you got to run into a very good Minster team, a team that probably has as good a talent. And
I love for them being Columbus.
I do too. The Pringer girls a stud inside, and Olivia Patches is going to get better and better. I mean, she just, again, size wise, no problem, but physical on, in that lane. I mean, you just saw a difference there. And
I thought that Vogler girl and her went at it.
Oh.
They were pounding each other. Yep. I thought Olivia is growing up right here.
Bring your girl?
No, the other one.
Yeah.
The other one. Kogi, that's who it was. Yeah.
And you just talk about great young talent. I was texting with Brian and Jeff after the game.
Good team.
The next day, and which is really good young talent. Val Mollenkamp's really, really good. Again, the little Wendell girl's really good. And then they got the two freshman guards that are just studs. I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, the next few years, I told Patrick, get any coaching at all, we gotta win that thing. So classic Brian Patrick.
Absolutely.
But
it's just a tough game for us.
Yeah, it was.
Their pressure is relentless.
Yeah, it just looked like there was eight girls on the court against our five at all times. That's just how good their press was.
Well, and again, they're very well coached. Mike does a good job putting Ann back on the bench, and Darren Goodwin. It's a good staff. And again, girls that understand the game, play very, very hard, put a lot of time into it. And again, Grace Tim, what a great career. I mean, Vonnie put out a tweet about the seniors. What three great kids, just great girls. And they just didn't give Grace room to breathe. I mean, she knocked down a couple of threes in the third quarter that got us back in it, but she just didn't have any room. I mean, and then Carly banged her knee, and just relentless pressure all the time. And Kai was coming back off that injury. I thought Kai gave him some good minutes, but
she did.
Just again, struggling physically. And so, a fun game to watch. Again, nice crowd, nice atmosphere.
Great season, great career for them three guys.
Yes, absolutely. But, if you look forward, and that's what, that's our job.
Absolutely. We got to look ahead.
As you look at that team we got coming back, and I'm going to give you my evaluation right now. Kiki Wendell could have her college education paid for. That's how good she can be. What's the word I'm looking for?
Poise.
No.
Well, that's what I think.
The sky is the limit for that girl. She is talented. She's good. Is on a yo-yo with her.
She handles the ball extremely
She's
well.
Shooting the ball the last few games. I love that kid.
She's got to shoot.
Brooke Collig is an absolute
stud.
I love her.
She is one of the
absolutely love her.
Girls.
Loved Brooke Colley.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Now, and then you got Livy and you got Val, and you know, what can you say about them two big girls? Oh. They're sick. Val Mollenkamp can flat out play the game of basketball.
She can really score the ball. Yeah. I mean, she makes some hard shots.
Yeah.
And again, you're just going to see Vonnie's going to get better. I thought she gave good minutes. I mean, she just plays hard. And
we have to learn to shoot.
Yeah, got
to
get better offensively.
Vonnie's daughter, Susie, the Fort Camp girl, them girls got to live in that gym. Macy, they got to shoot,
shoot. 100%.
Brent Holman. You got a bunch of really good
girls.
You
think we're getting rid of Gracie, all-time shooter, great shooter. And Kaya coming off probably her best year ever as a shooter also. You know, early before she was hurt, she was hitting threes right and left. There's a lot to get done.
I just got to throw this out there because maybe she's listening. If not, she can listen to the archive, but I'm sure there's some. Gracie 10 so much better than Olivia 10 ever thought about being.
Olivia's a great mom.
Oh,
yes.
And then listen to me. That is no disclaimer. I love Olivia 10. Love her. Awesome. Yeah. But Grace 10, way better.
We can't get rid of it.
I told you I'm bad penny.
What about your shirt?
The Express, baby. Express. It's almost baseball. Almost baseball.
Nolan Ryan,
the Express. Harold thought the Express was coming into Hastings Auto again.
You're too old to wear jerseys.
No, I love them.
You are old. Are you kidding? You're 50.
Nah, it's true.
You can't wear it's time to not wear.
Go get a vest and sweater vest.
I wear sweater vests all the time.
It's like expensive Hawaiian shirts.
Get some flannel shirts. It's time. You're done.
I lost 40 pounds, man. I mean, I'm allowed to put a jersey on.
You lost 40 pounds?
40.
I got them. I found them.
Well, listen.
Anytime you want them back, let me know.
Trust me. I mean.
You haven't ate one piece of cheese.
I know. And not one beer nut. A Diet Mountain Dew. Thank you, Spencey. Other than that, I'm good.
Thanks, Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
And the cheese and meat.
Awesome.
And the beer nuts.
Mm-hmm. I had to get that somewhere else.
Why?
Because they didn't have them there.
They have beer nuts at Wayne Street Market. We just lost our sponsorship. Thanks, Spencey.
What happened?
What?
I had biscuits and gravy there the other day.
I heard they're really, that biscuits and gravy is probably really good.
It's you pour your own and they weigh it. And then you can barely carry the box out. And think about that going in your belt.
Give me a credit card.
You got a 10-pounder today, Bob. Good luck.
You hungry, big fella?
That is a 5-alarm heart attack.
That's a big time. But you know what? I mean, biscuits and gravy.
Oh, no.
You got to hit it.
It's good. It's awesome.
I watched Harold tonight. He had green beans, which I hate.
Loved them.
Oh, I love green beans.
No, I hate them.
Yeah, I love green beans.
And then you had a sandwich that just looked, I about took it out of your hands.
Fantastic.
What was
fantastic.
It? What kind of bread was that? Goo boo boo?
What'd you say? Baka or something?
Baka bread?
I don't know. My wife makes a little sandwich and then she puts a little like Italian dressing on it. The salami and ham. What's that good little sandwich?
I took it right from it. I was like a dog. He had it right here, and I almost like a big dog up there and just eating her on one bite.
Go back and talk to you about your boy, Dan. Was that guy like an encyclopedia of racing? I mean, he's just throwing out dates. And
the guy phenomenal. I can't wait for Monday's show.
Monday's show's going to be great.
You'll have the highest ratings you ever had.
Yeah.
Facebook Live, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What will it be on?
Just go on Facebook, Full Recovery Radio.
Oh, it's going to be on our...
Yeah, our Facebook Live, yeah.
How come you don't do that?
Why can't we get on Facebook Live?
I ain't big enough.
Well, you don't have anybody interesting on. He's going to have racers and they want
Nick
people
Fisher,
to...
Nick Fisher, Mike Bayshore, Tyson McLaughlin.
I didn't see one of those people here.
Jeff Hobbs?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's a reason not to
Nolan
have.
Ryan, face made for radio. That's why I was so good, good on radio.
If you wouldn't wear a jersey...
Oh, hey, but I got a great racing story. Just throw this out real quick.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. I got some great stories.
All right.
So I'm principal at Greenville. We're a Coke school. So I got a little girl who's our Coke rep. Nice girl. Terrific young girl. She comes in. She says, hey, you know, Jeff, I just went out to Eldora Speedway. You know, you Eldora Speedway folks. And, you know, your boy Dan was talking Eldora. And he says, she says, you know that Tony Stewart bought that. This was right when Tony purchased
it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And I said, yeah, I knew that. She goes, oh, really? She goes, well, I went out there. That's one of my stops.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. She walks into the store. It's in the summertime. She says, hey, I'm Julie. I'm here to check all the Coke machines. And he goes, okay. And so she goes out, does all her business, comes back in the office. There's only one person there. It's the guy that was talking to this. It was real nice to her. But did Tony Stewart buy this racetrack? And the guy says, yeah, he did. She says, what do you think of him? Is he a nice guy? He goes, no, he's a complete idiot.
Tony Stewart.
Absolutely correct. And she says, well, I just, will you, this is my card, and I don't want to make him mad. And he goes, well, okay, I'll give it to him. And she goes, and who are you? He goes, hi, I'm Tony Stewart. It was tremendous. I was like, she had zero idea who Tony Stewart was.
Yeah,
no, he always wears a helmet. How are you going to know what he looks like?
She had no idea.
I'll tell you what, guys like it, they probably love that stuff too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, like my brother, his restaurant in Chicago, he'll get people in there and he'll get
Madonna.
He gets big time athletes and he don't give a crap about athletics at all. I got the athletics. He's smart. So
you got the athletics?
Well, I mean, I like athletics.
Okay,
I can't do them, but I like them. But anyhow, Michael Jordan was at his restaurant. Could care less.
He has longer?
Yeah, could care less.
Didn't care.
Nothing out of it. He goes, all these guys always come in. We got to comp everything. He goes, they make $1 million. Why can't they pay their own bills?
That is bull crap.
I say, yeah, it's kind of funny.
I've never got one thing free.
Nope.
And I got a radio
cheese
show.
Tray.
We have a radio show.
We do get cheese trays.
No, that's a good point, Spencer.
We do get cheese trays.
You're Bob Stoller. You're Bob Stoller,
but that
for
guy,
God's sakes.
That racing show has Brew Nation. We got one sponsor.
Well, that's why you didn't hear me in the background. I said, hey, Bubba and Fee show moving to Monday nights, boys.
We got to go Monday nights with the boys.
He denied on Monday nights the Bubba and Fee show.
Yep, right.
We'll take the leftover
book live.
Leftover brew show.
He's already hooked up.
Brew Nation rings.
Right after the Vores Racing Show.
Hey, Bubba and Fee, 9 o'clock on Monday night.
Yeah, 9 o'clock
right
Monday night.
Right after the I can't
step
past.
This is the latest I step all the way.
I know. I can't hardly do it.
I'm old.
But you got to get up at 5 in the morning.
Hey, I'll be up late tomorrow night after the Indians win.
After the W.
Yep.
That'd be big.
You know, I just got good vibes about tomorrow night's game.
I'm being tomorrow. I'm staying out late.
I'm going.
We ain't going to get home till 11.
I know. I'm going late.
Are you really?
Yep. We're 1 o'clock in there.
No way.
Crazy. We're going crazy after the win tomorrow.
You hear that? Let's see. We got Curtis,
I
Bill,
need some people out
me,
there.
You, Jack.
Bowling alley.
We're going to the bowling alley. We're going to celebrate. Todd Homan.
Yep, Todd Homan.
Calpy.
Doggy.
Absolutely.
Top dog.
Top dog's got to be there. We're going tomorrow, boys.
Reese Rogers. Tony Rogers.
Yep.
Tony driving the bus tomorrow night.
He might be in charge of the bus.
What's Tony do?
He is.
That's bright.
That's not.
Larry Hart's in charge of that.
Oh, yeah. Larry Hart. Whoa.
Harry or Larry?
Larry.
Larry.
Larry ain't letting anybody on his bus.
New.
That's his job?
Yes.
His
he's job. The boys' basketball.
Big. Really?
My dad does all the baseball.
He baseball guy.
And volleyball.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, you want to throw a shout out to Alexis Hobbs?
Hi, Alexis Hobbs.
Right State Raiders.
Speaking of Right State Raiders, they're going to the suite.
They're going dancing.
They're dancing.
They're going dancing.
Yeah. Speaking of dancing, next week.
Bracketology.
Fancy, we got lots of great prizes.
Brackets. All right.
Huge prizes.
I mean, this is huge.
It's going to be a big year.
And
don't get shut out.
And Toby Metzger has it set up for us, folks. And I got our call letters.
Atta boy.
All right. Toby. So here's how you get in. Now, we're going to put this on. How are we going to do this?
Put it on Facebook Live.
Whatever you, whatever you're doing.
Okay, so here's what we're doing. Folks, write this down. Everybody wants in our show, our bracketology.
Bracketology.
We have huge gifts. I mean,
huge.
I think $1,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Right, worth
it. May not be quite that much.
It's close.
It's within $1,000 of that.
Yeah. See, that ain't too bad.
$999 anyway.
Okay, it is ESPN, bracketology.
ESPN.
The username is capitalized FRR18.
FRR18.
The whole thing is
FRR18.
Yep.
1-8.
So the F and R are all capitalized.
Correct.
Just the first one, okay.
Yep. FRR18.
Yep. And the password is Indians, low case.
Yep.
FRR18.
Indians, low case.
And Indians, low case.
Love it. That's how you get signed up. Let's start studying here.
Kim Wendell says, hey, Hobbs, hi from me. She hadn't chatted to you for a while. She says, hey, Kim.
Yeah, I saw you down on the floor the other day, Kimmy. But, you know, I was staying up in the top and just.
Let me tell you Kim Wendell's story.
Love Kim Wendell.
Well, me and Harold are sitting at scores table.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was the last home game, senior night.
Yep.
She cry?
No, she never shut up. She's talking to Father Matt over
Father
in the
Matt.
Corner.
It was
Harold
an
said,
exhibition.
Nobody has talked. Kim Feely is a record talker.
Yeah. She don't watch the game. She just talks.
She's never seen four baskets this year.
And Kim Wendell put on an exhibition.
And I seen Father Matt.
I don't know.
Father Matt was actually walking away from her.
He was blocking it out.
He almost Shawshanked himself out of the back door of the gym. I see him start picking on the cement blocks.
He said, bourbon and cigar. Where are you? I need some bourbon.
He needed some bourbon.
Kim, for God's sake, watch the game.
Talker.
How can you not love that one?
Oh, no. She's tremendous. Tremendous.
We got to have her on sometime.
Yeah.
Because she'll be tremendous. No, she won't shut up. We won't be able to talk.
Nope.
We'll announce the time and where we are sponsoring.
Yeah, Scotty.
Here's our yes.
Scotty says nothing. Kim talks all the time.
Yeah.
Jody says nothing.
Jody what?
Jody Wendell's. Doesn't talk.
Oh, I think Jody's dog like
no,
because that woman never shuts up.
No, Jody Wendell. Huh? Jody Wendell's all.
I don't hear her talk. I always hear you talk, Bob. I don't hear her talk.
Are you dumb? Are you stupid?
Yacker.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with it?
Yacker. My wife's yacker.
Oh, Kim, don't shut up.
Don't.
She never says anything.
Don't listen to the show. We can say whatever we want about her. She don't listen.
No, never listen to sports talk.
Never heard it.
Oh, you went out there the other day.
How's your show tonight?
Didn't
listen.
Nope.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
It was tremendous. And all I did was say, what a wonderful person you are.
Bracketology, Fort Recovery Radio style, folks.
Yes.
Capital FRR 18.
18.
Indians, lowercase.
Indians, lowercase, and you're in.
And you are in.
And the brackets come out Sunday.
Let's go.
We have.
Study this thing. First of all, girls keep winning the damn thing. We got to get some guys to win.
It's got to end right now.
We can't put up with it. Let's go, guys.
We have a crispy $50 bill to the winner this year.
Absolutely.
And we have gift certificates out the wazoo.
Out the wazoo.
We have a merchant gift certificate that, courtesy of Fort Recovery Radio.
Boom.
For second place.
Yep. And boom.
And it's just awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
It don't cost you nothing.
So how much is that going to be for, so I know what to get?
$25.
Okay.
So
winner can be on the radio,
can I use that at Hastings Auto when I pay my bill?
Yes, are you a member of the chamber?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Or I could go to Wayne Street Market. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Are they a member of the chamber?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. You can go to Cooper Farms, get some chicken feed.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Or turkey breast. Or turkey roll.
We don't sell turkey rolls to the public.
Oh.
Listen.
You have to shoplift them or
when
what?
You're at Cooper Farms.
Yeah.
And you're arguably the greatest turkey company in the world.
Of all times.
We don't mess around.
Not giving you
selling them.
We go big.
Not giving you grief here.
Well, okay.
Make some serious pigs.
But we could probably get you some. Ham. And we have turkey patties.
Turkey patties.
Turkey burgers.
How about
turkey
ham? Burger. You got a lot of pigs, too.
No, we don't do ham.
Piggies?
Ham's.
No. Bacon?
Ooh, bacon.
Oh, I love bacon.
Wow. Really?
Pete ate a pound of bacon the other night on Sunday morning.
We ate it all.
Well,
I eat a pound of bacon.
I'm pretty sure I could eat 5 pounds of bacon because once you fry it, it's not.
Turkey burger.
Turkey bacon. Turkey bacon. Not bad.
Rubbery. Rubbery.
Rubbery.
Not as good.
But Coopers hates me right now for not supporting turkey bacon.
Oh. You'll be called in. Call to the office tomorrow.
I am. Bob Stogler.
I want to look for a new job there, Robert.
Bob Stogler, please come to the office. Bob Stogler.
Please report to the office.
Yeah. Hey, you're a baseball coach.
Yes.
You fired up?
I'm fired up. We're close.
How's the arm? Noodle?
Bad.
Is it gone?
Bad arm, no.
Well, it's a shot. I'm calling out. I'm going to make my call out to Toby Metzger. Toby, from what I understand, you're hanging around baseball practice.
He's out.
But you're not throwing any batting practice.
He's got to throw BP.
And there's a 55-year-old old man
Big
in there
that
could get killed, you know, if he ducks out from that
no screen. Ducking skills anymore.
He's chucking and ducking.
Reese took my head off last year.
Chucking and ducking. And
about 2 more inches and I'm a dead man.
Toby, get in the cage and throw some BP.
Help the old man out.
Throw a strike or two.
How's your hitting, Reese?
Reese's hitting her.
Not bad. I'd like to hear that.
Not bad.
Two more weeks.
Can we field Reese's anything? Hit. I mean, the last game I watched last year.
Solid.
We don't talk about that.
You
don't worry about that.
We ain't worried about that. Blendy.
No, for crying out loud.
We got 3 more weeks.
For crying out loud.
We got 3 more weeks.
Who sings that song?
I don't know. Sound like Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Sound like Meatloaf.
Yep. That's Meatloaf.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
That was a good Meatloaf.
Yeah. For crying out loud.
I know I do.
You got three more weeks of basketball season, brother.
Yeah. And Whistling Dixie.
There you go.
I'm fired up for tomorrow night.
Oh, we're going to have a great game.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we are playing.
Has nothing but
Coach
Bayshore's
right. We're playing as good as we can play.
He did tremendous job.
Yeah, I'd say that's
tremendous,
right.
Tremendous interview. Yep. Mike did tremendous job. I tell you what, you had 3 tremendous interviews.
Yeah.
3 tonight.
We did.
Three coaches that are all good talkers.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, we did. I tell you what, I'm a Bayshore fan.
Yeah.
I told you.
Bruce. I like his enthusiasm. Yeah, I mean, if I was going to play, I would play for that guy.
Yeah, you want to.
Well, I definitely would want to.
And the best part of it is, again,
he realizes he's got great kids. He realizes he's in a great place. Yep. He knew it from the get-go. This is a great place with great kids, with great parents that are going to support him, that sports is important.
Oh, absolutely. The other night, I jumped up. Me and Calpy both jumped four feet in the air when Grant hit that one end the third quarter, take a big lead. And I look over and our coach is jumping up and down, pulling the string. I'm like, I love starting the lawnmower.
Oh, he does get fired up.
I love that.
I love it.
That is awesome.
Let's talk a little bit about Grant Kanapke.
Boy, Grant's, he's starting to get a little bit, isn't he? He's starting to get that confidence.
He played the first three games this year. He was absolutely unbelievable.
He was. He was phenomenal.
And then he goes into law, and you're a young kid.
He's young. That's
this is
right.
His first real varsity experience.
Yep.
And you just kind of get put away, because you just ain't performing. And right. Grant will be the first one to tell you he wasn't playing well.
Yeah. Well, he came out of the gate, and everybody thought, oh my God, he's going to average 20 a game.
Yep.
He comes out the first couple games and just absolutely lights it up, plays great. And then he runs into, like you said, the law, and then it's like, and then he got to where it was ugly because you could just tell he was thinking about his shot and, what am I doing wrong? You could just, and everything was complicated, and now he's back playing basketball.
Yeah, he was passing up shots that he needed to
absolutely.
Take.
Absolutely.
Well, and again, I know Grant back from his junior high days. Grant's a guy who puts a lot of time into it and a lot of energy, absolutely. And his dad spent a lot of time in the gym, and he's a thinker. Sometimes you overthink that a little bit.
Yep.
He's a guy that, again, you beat yourself up thinking, and when you just quit thinking sometimes, just go play.
Oh, absolutely. Good things happen. It's like Coach Bayshore said, once you start having fun, and I think he's brought some fun to practices and stuff like that, and I think that's what's, these kids are, they're jacked.
You got to be proud of them. You're 7-8 and you're going nowhere and you're struggling. You don't have a MAC win.
Exactly.
And now you're going 9 out of 10.
And you're
dangerous. You're dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you got a nice mix. I mean, you just got kids that can score the ball. You got kids, guys like Cade, who's a catalyst, who just gets after it from 94 feet. If Bronny is right, he's awfully good.
Yeah.
Size-wise, he's a long wing guy. Petey's a long wing guy. I mean, you bring size off the bench and Vonnie. I mean, you just got a nice group of kids that, if they're playing for each other now, and I think that's what they're doing right now.
I want us to play our best. Go out there and play our best and see what happens.
And that's what
you never know.
You want to get by. You want to get by tomorrow night. How awesome would it be to be in a district final against the number one team in the state?
Number one team in the state.
And then let it go.
The last time we were against the number one team in the state would have probably been girls basketball, Marion Local, and we beat them.
Yep.
I mean, I would say
Afrocentric.
Oh, they might have been number one.
Beat them too.
They were the Nubians.
The Nubians went down
on the way to Columbus.
They might have been two. Anna was one too. I don't know how that was set up.
And it was close. Probably right. That's close.
Who was the girl from Afrocentric? The big girl went to Ohio State.
Ferguson was her last name.
Good job.
It started with an A.
It started with an R. Ray.
Rayla.
Ray.
Her dad. Dad's on the bench. Big guy. Big boy.
Yeah. How about
her? She did not have a great career.
How about their crowd? The crowd was awesome. What did they have? Three people?
Oh, yeah.
They're the number two team in the state of Ohio at the regional final.
You had to go to Lexington.
And they
just expected they were going.
Now, I got another one for you guys, okay? My good friend Michael Hearn, who does a million radio games, the guy's all over the place.
Everywhere.
Now, there's rumor has it. And this is his rumor.
He's coming for Recovery Radio?
No. That this game, Vince OG, if Ottawa-Glendorf girls win, they play at 1:30. So our time could move Saturday in the district final.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because I think
they play at Lexington.
Also for 1:30.
So if OG wins and the Indians win, that Saturday game, time could change.
Could be. Could be a...
No, that's from Michael.
No, we ain't changing.
We're out.
Yep.
You
guys choose.
You forfeit.
Choose it or lose it, baby.
Either 1:30 or forfeit.
I'll get a hold of Snodgrass. I'll tell him.
That's what we got to do.
Absolutely, we're not changing the time for anybody.
We refuse to back down.
We got spirit. Yes, we do.
But we
could also been in that same position.
No.
I think Dayton Jefferson was number one state, too.
Hey. Sales got beat tonight.
Yeah. Regional finals.
They're out.
So, I don't know anything about Madeira. That's too far down around Cincinnati to know anything about them.
I don't know either.
Well, of course, if they're this far down the road, they can't be bad.
No, that's right.
So.
But you know what? They have struggled last half of the year.
I don't understand it because they're a pretty good team.
AJ's
good. The red-haired kid that can't even think of his name now.
Raven Ferguson.
Raven.
Jody
Raven. Raven. Thank you.
Good call.
Right. Good call.
See, we do have people listen.
Yeah, good call.
Who was Kim and Jody Wendell. Their husbands won't. They don't let them
talk. They had no idea.
Yeah, right.
She underachieved in marriage. Something fierce. I mean, she could have done so. Oh, yeah. He's the smartest guy in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Marrying her.
You way outkicked this guy.
Oh, wow. I mean, geez.
Move that thing.
You know what they got? They have the greatest kids.
They have awesome kids. Those kids are
Cole
awesome.
Wendell, and I'm just like radio when he's up there. In
the oh, yep. He's awesome.
I love that kid. Yep.
Got that little smirky grin.
He's
love
got that
it.
Little sarcasm. He's a little sarcastic.
And you know he's sitting there thinking, he's a fat guy.
<I'm>
you
idiot.
But he means it in a nice way.
No, because yeah. he's heard me so many times. I've said, are you sure that your dad is your dad? Seriously. You know, and I've said it to Kate 100 times, too. You know, so he's going, maybe he's not my dad.
I'm Reese, so we're going to take our last break tonight.
Love
we're
you, doggy. Back. Love you,
remember,
brother.
Remember.
He betcha.
Bracketology, FRR, capital of that, 2018. FRR, 18.
Is 18?
Indians. Not 2018.
Indians. 18. Indians, lowercase. Password.
Password. Come on, we want everybody in this.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge bracket.
We had 50-some people in it last year.
Oh, you got to have 150. 150.
We don't have enough people listening.
I'm in.
Bubba and Fee radio show is about off the air.
Going down.
Between the Cowps, the Wendells, and the Homans, you got to have 50 right there.
Yeah. I mean, should have.
Yep. That's a good point.
Yep.
That is a good point.
And Reese Rogers. Reese will fill out four brackets.
Reese will fill out four.
He's a cheater.
Dad will get four.
When we come back from the break, is that cheating? One bracket? You know, the Mike Golic, one bracket? One bracket? Or is it, you know, Mike Greenberg used to fill out like nine brackets? Is that, which one's right?
There you go.
I'm going to fill out 19.
19 brackets?
I can't lose.
Right here.
We'll be right back. By one. Fee presented by Wayne Street
Market. Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hi, everyone. This is Assistant Baseball Coach Harold Feely, and we want to invite you to come bowling on Saturday, March 10th. This fun event will benefit the Fort Recovery Baseball Program, and there will be two shifts of bowling, one at 3 and one at 7. Get your six-person team together and get signed up at Hastings Auto or at Miracle Lanes. It's only $25 per bowler, includes 3 games of bowling, 2 drink tickets for each bowler, and a 16-inch pizza for your team. Get your six-person team. Sign up now for the baseball program's bowling fundraiser at either 3 or 7 o'clock on Saturday, March 10th. You'll have a lot of fun and help out our baseball program.
We are FRR. We are FRR.
The Indians boys continue on their tournament trail tomorrow night as they play Coldwater in the second game of the district semifinals at Lima Senior High School. The first game at 6:15 will feature Paulding versus the number 1 seed Ottawa Glandorf. The Indians versus the Cavaliers game is scheduled for 8 p.m. If the Indians win, they'll play on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. in the district final game. The boys have been playing well, and they're fun to watch. Make your plans now to get up to Lima Senior tomorrow night to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk. Great show tonight.
I've ate 48 beer nuts.
A lot of beer nuts have taken a beat.
Only 48. That's not very many. That's only two handfuls.
Hey, just got a call out from big Fort Recovery Radio fan and Bob Stogler and Harold Feely fan.
Who we got?
Ram Rhodes. I mean, Carlton.
Carlton Ram.
He is listening, and he said, yes, the Versailles Tigers lost tonight. Yes, the Orange Boy is a nice player.
What do you got on the back of your phone? What is that little, what is that, Groovy? Piece of gum. Your billfold.
Yeah.
It's his billfold.
You have a phone / billfold?
Yeah.
What if you lose your phone?
You lost your billfold.
Lost your billfold.
I lose my wallet more than anything, so if I lose my phone, that's my problem.
Have you ever lost your phone?
Nope.
Well, then I'd say you want to keep your money with your phone.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
It's good. So you'll have one next week.
Might think about it.
Man purse? Sort of like your man purse?
Not too bad.
I don't have enough money to worry about it.
No.
I'm pretty close to welfare.
They can have her.
Welfare.
No, I'm serious. Here's that Eddie Murphy stand up.
Oh, yeah.
When he's doing the ice cream and
ice cream.
If you can have some, you are on the welfare.
You are on the welfare.
That's about where I'm at. I got a wedding this year.
Two for me.
You got two weddings.
Zap. Broke.
You're done.
Yeah. You're only paying for one, though, so.
Hey.
No, I got both. Done.
But we got our check coming from Fort Recovery Radio.
Yes, that'll be.
Yep.
That should take care of the old weddings this year.
That's huge.
Huge. Six figures.
How much is it this year, Spencer?
At least. Well, it all got donated to the Christmas show.
The Save FRR
show. Not bad.
So,
not fun. Too bad.
So, your appreciation is in the note there from the Link family.
Yep. And we want to say something about that. We all got letters from.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank yous from Diane Link family and God love them and Jack Link and.
Yep.
And, we appreciate that. And maybe it just forms your heart.
So it does make you feel good.
Forms
it's a lot
your
of fun.
Heart.
And it's fun. We just have a blast that night, too, which is such a good time.
Well, as an outsider looking in now, I mean, not being a Fort Recovery very much anymore, I mean, Fort Recovery Radio started for the right reasons. It started to be able to bring things back to folks that couldn't go to games, to get kids involved and to do some great things. And it has turned into, a lot of credit goes to Neil and the folks that have done this, but the philanthropy that has gone through Fort Recovery Radio to be able to give back to a great town, to folks who, you know, again, kind of paying things forward is big time. You know,
philanthropy?
Philanthropy. I mean, I can't spell
that one.
But
what does that mean?
Oh, it's being really philanthropic.
Yeah, raising cash.
Raising like floppers.
Are me and Fee ain't smart enough for that word? Yeah. Our listeners ain't smart enough.
No, yes, they are.
You gotta burn your
raising a lot of coin for good people. How about that?
Giving stuff away.
Kim Wendell, she's listening. Yeah. What does what's the word?
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
Not philanthropy.
If you're
a philanthropy. You can't even say it.
now you
how
got
can we
now.
Understand it? We can't.
Philanthropy.
Jody Wendell's listening. You know what philanthropy means?
Philanthropy.
If you're a philanthropist.
Yeah.
Philanthropy means you have like a charity. You have a lot of charities or you're a guy who
giving stuff away.
Gives back and
where charity and love prevail. Brought it together by Christ's love.
You guys are off the chain. Throw some love out to my boy Dave Kalp.
He's an idiot.
B&D. Good man.
He's a mayor.
He's driving tomorrow. We got to get the big boy out.
Yeah, Kalpy, if you're listening, you're driving tomorrow night. Get the Suburban out.
We got to have the Bourbon on. The big boy.
5:30.
Where are we eating? Texas Roadhouse.
Let's go to Ralphie's.
Ralphie's.
What good time? Song. There you go.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy.
What time are you eating and where at? Because I'm in.
Where's Ralphie's? Is there a Ralphie's in Lima?
We're leaving at 5:30.
I don't know. I thought there was.
Sure there is.
Hey, we did do the Japanese
takeout. You
know
what that was?
No, I'm out.
That's out.
No.
Remember, we went there. It used to be Ralphie's. Now it is that Lock
Beer Barrel.
16.
Lock 16.
Lock 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember me, you, and Bill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Went in there.
I went to Beer Barrel before the last game, whatever that was. It was pretty good.
Beer Barrel?
Yeah. Had a pizza?
Yeah, you know.
Got a little bit left.
It's okay. I'm Beer Barrel.
Beer Barrel. I'm in.
Good pizza. I thought that was about as good as I've had.
Good pie.
Without missing the Toby's Carryout, Miracle Lanes, and
Pizza Across the Street. You read that? He's got all different brands and different
things. Town Banquet.
Oh, yeah. It was really good.
Christmas.
Tremendous. Yeah. I mean, tremendous.
Oh, we loved that.
What flavors?
So many of them. That,
we had them all.
Every one of them I've had is like really good.
Cheeseburger, pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Spaghetti pizza.
Yep.
Yeah. Spaghetti and meatball is
top seller.
Fish.
Calps has had that several times when people are retiring. Everybody loves the spaghetti and meatball.
How about the brisket pizza from, look at that.
I can't.
Rocker.
Oh.
Hey, that guy is a legend.
He didn't
right
stop
there.
In. What's that about?
Yeah, he gave you the finger.
He's still in her age.
Why's he mad at him?
Because he wants his show back.
Oh, yep. He that's stopped sports. In today. He may be doing a Sunday night show now.
Sunday night? That'd be perfect. Yeah,
hey. Then he won't have to worry about being preempted by sports. So.
Hey, great for times of an hourglass.
Hey, nine to midnight.
I tweeted to
Chris. 9 to midnight on Sunday nights?
Yep.
Who's going to rant, man?
He said he's going to learn how to do it.
Oh, he's
Chuck says he's going to show him. I'm happy with that because I can't stay up till midnight on Sunday.
I would love Rocker to do a 9 to midnight show.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. He's got to talk more, though.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll have a great
show. He knows too much about music not to just
talk. I tweeted Chris Jericho the other day.
No,
the professional wrestler. I love the guy. He's my favorite. And he tweeted me back. And then Rocker, he retweeted it. And he calls himself Y2J. You know, his tweet was, Y2J, bitches. It was awesome. And about 19 exclamation points.
What is Y2J? I don't know what that is.
Because he came out and it was back in the 2000 when Y2K. He was Y2J, Jericho. Greatest talker. And he's right there. He and Ric Flair are the greatest two talkers in wrestling history.
Woo! Fee. Mr. Holmes, appreciate you guys coming in. What a great show tonight.
Good show tonight.
Thanks to everybody who called in.
Let's get a big win tomorrow night.
Get to Lima tomorrow night.
Coach Bayshore, I love you, man.
Get to Lima tomorrow night. Coach,
awesome year. Let's keep it going.
Are you on the radio tomorrow night?
It will be simulcast with WPGW. Okay.
Are you on the radio?
I think he's going to have, I think he usually has Jeff Vaughn with the boys.
I enjoyed that. That was fun.
You did the radio the other night?
Yeah. For the girls. Yep.
How'd you do? Was it bad?
Not too good.
No, he's good.
He ain't very good.
Not too good.
Fair to Midland.
Well, he let Rob do most of the talking, so it was great.
Yep.
Did you introduce Jeff Overholser 46 times?
Jeffrey O. Jeffrey O.
People know who he is.
I'm a Jeffrey O. fan.
I am too, but Neil did a game with him every commercial break. That voice you're hearing is none other than Jeff Overholser.
Well, because he's never been on Fort Recovery Radio before. Why would they know?
You introduced him 68 times. We missed half the game.
Yeah, Jeffrey O.
I was driving to Florida.
Indians wins at the buzzer, but that was Jeffrey O.
I'll go back in the archives and edit that out. So you don't have to listen to it.
You don't like getting made fun of a little bit.
I thought I was performing a service there for you. So people know. Because they recognize the other voices. Jeff's never been on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yeah, but his voice is awesome.
Jeffrey. Yes, it is.
Yeah, he's got some pipes.
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
We had a couple great broadcasts back in the day.
I don't think.
Mm. Oh, tremendous.
About
51.
The best broadcast was you guys, St. Henry.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Especially that last minute.
It would have been better if we'd won. Yeah. I mean, jeez.
We got hosed at the
end. That was
the best broadcast ever is me and Calpe when we won that baseball game.
Oh, cool.
At Springfield.
Oh, yeah. That,
Springfield was
and a nobody had any idea because we were screaming so loud.
Yeah.
Remember when we got mad at us?
Oh, yeah.
Did we win or lose?
Well, yeah.
Ray Gooney
says,
you got to shut down so we know we won.
Well, we had to buy a special piece of equipment because of that. The limiter.
The blowout limiter.
Hey, actually, you know what? The kid that was on that team.
Distorting everything.
Starting second baseman on that team is Jackson's teammate now at Edison State.
He's right.
On that Cincinnati country.
How about
country
the big lefty? Do you ever go anywhere?
He's in Cincinnati. He's number two at Cincinnati. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
I'm about to take a number one or number two at Bob Stalker's house.
You are going to be Mr. number two.
You've eaten about 14 pounds of beer.
Hey, number two.
Ain't going to be birdie.
Beer nuts. I mean, is
Jody, I'm going to be home here in about 5 minutes. Make sure the bathroom door's
she
open.
She is in bed asleep by now.
She's been asleep
she is
all
way
night.
Gone.
He gone.
She hates me. I mean, I love her.
Cavaliers, Denver, 10:30.
Yeah. Freeze Bob. Don't watch it all
Crank
night.
It up.
Big win.
Heck no, we have baseball practice at 6 a.m.
6 a.m. tomorrow.
Ooh.
Chair.
What?
Big fee don't work too good at 6 a.m.
You don't have baseball practice.
Hey, you are officially a volunteer, aren't you?
Hey,
whoa. And you know what volunteer means?
Yeah. We do not have baseball practice at 6 a.m.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, we want to go to the game.
Don't go.
Let's go to the ball game.
Don't go.
I tell you this.
Reese. No, you don't have to go. Harold gave you first.
Just make a statement. Seniors make a statement.
6:15 on Friday.
Pretty foggy out.
Heavy fog.
Oh, heavy fog coming in, Jerry. Let's get a 2 hour delay on that.
Seniors make a statement. We ain't coming.
Boys, tomorrow night, it's Fort Recovery Cold Water.
Yes,
it's going to be a great game.
Get to Lima.
That is going to be a good one.
It is. And
anybody who beats Fort Recovery is A-plus in my book. So
we got to win.
Might as well be Fort Recovery tomorrow night.
Anybody beats Cold Water is A-plus.
Is that what I said? Cold Water?
You said anybody beats Fort Recovery.
No, I meant Cold Water.
Absolutely. Yep.
Anybody beats Cold Water in anything.
Yeah.
And St. Henry. No, I'm not a fan.
How about Versailles?
Middle of the road.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Way better than St. Henry.
Not me.
We owned them for a while, though.
Yeah, well, you're basically from St. Henry.
Patch owned them.
Versailles can't beat Patch.
Oh, no.
Can't beat Patch.
Scott McElhoney has nightmares.
Oh,
nightmares
about Patch.
He was like one and
Patch has nightmares about St. Henry.
Yeah.
He couldn't beat them.
He was one, I think. McElhoney's 1-11 against Fort Recovery. 1-11.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Wade your house made.
Oh, hey, that might be the greatest game ever.
That was.
Everybody got left. All the young.
Bill Stalker's a North Star.
Yeah, they all left.
They all got up and left.
They all left.
All the 20 somethings got up and left, and they were just.
We won.
We won.
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, we won.
You dumb.
They kept missing free throws. And
I remember standing up at the scores table. And I was like looking at our crowd going crazy. I just wanted to hug somebody. And then you feel the book out. I just was so excited.
I remember Alan Plaffoot. I bet him every game. Case of beer.
Yep.
All right. He goes, well, you got to give me points. I said, I ain't giving you points. You're the best. Said, well, we're down. And it looked like we're done.
Yeah.
And he's over there in the doorway. You know, waving at me. Yeah, bigger than mine. Then he was so mad, he ran running out of the gym.
Missed free throw. Three.
Came back the next day. Case of beer, but it all
I remember, but you man. Talk about excited and stuff like that. I'll never forget, we are playing New Knoxville in the sectional final, Cody's senior year.
Oh, it's unreal. Yeah.
And in the overtime, we come back and it's over. And I remember turning around to our fans, and I remember that like it was yesterday. And I was thinking, I can't do that, you know. But in the time, you know, I was younger.
Yeah,
I got so caught up in it.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Down 19 in that game.
Yeah. And Craig Collick did not score a second half.
Unreal.
Think
That's
about
amazing.
That.
That's unreal.
How could we win that game?
So I got to tell a story before we go off the air.
All right.
Fort Recovery played Ridgemont the other night, Fee, and I talked to you about this.
Golden Gophers.
And their scorekeeper, who was about the sweetest lady I've ever met, daughter was killed in a car wreck last year, played on the basketball
team. Yeah, I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
And she was the nicest person in the world.
Awesome.
And all she did was say wonderful things about Ridgemont kids, mm-hmm. and basically all the kids who took her under her wing, supported her.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, man, that's what it's about.
That's
you know?
Cool.
And the kids afterwards, and she was crying, and I it's one of them games where I could care less about
Who
that
cares
basketball
about the game. Yeah.
But the feelings of that lady and the kids coming up and hugging her and thanking her, and it was just
awesome.
It was real emotional, and I loved it. I mean,
it's awesome.
I loved her telling the story, and me and Jeff Ripolo, who does the official score at Walpole,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a great guy, you know, and he's, you know, and we're like, you know, I'm looking at him, and I could start crying here too, but you know, it was just a touching thing.
It's pretty neat.
And that's what, you know, I do that scorekeeping, not because I love the kids, but because you meet some unbelievable people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just
they would love the kids.
Absolutely. And it was a neat deal, and I was glad I was there.
Yeah. Know?
It was fun.
Yep.
I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We had a great show. Hobbsy, thanks for coming
good
over.
Show. Yep.
Just keep giving my money to Hastings Auto. Absolutely. That's what we do, baby.
Love Spency, it. Spency, Reese, Bob, let's see him tomorrow night at Lima. Let's get him fired up.
Get a W.
I love it. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Presented by
Wayne
Street
Market.
Market. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.